Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, 12:03. What's happening, everybody? It's The Fan. It's the Teak and Tierney Show. All in time. You know I'm going with DS here, and it's just, it's horrendous. But who knows what the image he's going to spit back today. Hopefully it's favorable. Doesn't look that way. Doesn't feel that way. Doesn't seem that way. Just a real ominous. There's injuries, and then there's injuries where you're like, man, oh, man, that is, there's no optimism there. The Mets without Edwin Diaz, they can't win the World Series. They just can't. I don't think they're equipped to do it. I think he's too important. I think he's, well, I said this to start the show, Teak, I think he's one of the most, you know, you pick a number, 4, 5, 6, but not much more out of that realm, that range. He is on that list of most indispensable players in New York, encompassing every single sport. To me, now, you can find somebody, and they will. Maybe it's Britton, you piece together, Ottavino, whatever. Yeah, somebody's going to have 25, 30 saves. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that. But you can also make the case that no player for any New York team last year, you know, I'll use the word authored, but that's not what I'm really looking for, provided or produced more energy for his team than Edwin Diaz did for the Mets. Mm. There's the stuff that you can calculate, all the numbers, all the data-driven stuff, all the talking points for the for the geek heads, whatever, the advanced analytics. And then there's the feeling that takes over a stadium in Queens when the doors swing open, the Mets have a lead, and the trumpets start blaring. And I know there's a list, whether it's the 2022 Astros or certainly the Nationals back in 2019, with Sean Doolittle, whatever. He was the closer, still won. That was a little bit unconventional. It's been done before. They can piece it together. They'll have capable arms somewhat. But you don't have Diaz. You can't win the World Series, in my opinion.
I think you have to have faith that this organization, from Epler down through Buck, will find a way to get this done. And then maybe it's not going to find another closer. Britton, it feels like a small Band-Aid, not even a big one. Because he's 35 years old and has had tons of injury issues. But I trust Buck Showalter, and I trust how this roster has been constructed with Ottavino, as you mentioned, and David Robertson. There's guys that are there that can fill the void. And if they have to go do something, maybe this is the catalyst to finally go get that bat. I trust what the Mets are going to do. I can't take this woe is me if I'm a Met fan. Don't take the woe is me, we're cursed. You got to believe that they're going to find a way to get it done.
If they were a little closer, like...
To winning, you mean?
Yeah, I just think the Braves are better. I think the Dodgers are better. I think the Padres are better. I think the Phillies, it's close. I mean, even the Marlins are coming. You're rolled out of Miami. I'm not saying that the Miami Marlins are better than the Mets top to bottom. I'm not saying that over 162, but the Marlins have some young ascending players where you go down there or they come here, there's no guarantee you winning 3 out of 4 or 2 out of 3. They're not a doormat, you know, like the old Devil Rays or the old Marlins or the old Baltimore Orioles used to be. It really just compounds, and it compounds an issue that I don't think they fully addressed this offseason. I really, with Diaz, I like the Mets as a playoff team coming in. Didn't love them as a World Series favorite. I just thought that the offense was a little short of some of the other teams. And now you got to hope, this isn't even about Diaz, but, and this was always important, you have to pray that Scherzer and Verlander make 30 starts each.
Well, it's interesting it's interesting how you position that, because they, you could almost argue that even with Edwin Diaz, because of the Phillies who made a run last year and the Braves who were in the these two teams in the division, and then all the other obstacles, the guys that are spending money in the National League, the Padres, et cetera, the Dodgers, you could almost argue even with Edwin Diaz, they weren't winning a World Series. And so the moves were going to be necessary at some point anyways. And now you just have to...
Yeah, that's not crazy.
You got to think about it earlier.
It's just amplified.
It's more amplified.
877-337-6666 is our number. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's get back to you. Mike is up in New Rochelle. What's happening, Mike? You're on the Fan. Go ahead, pal.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mike.
So, I always give you guys a feel, you know, how it is working a night shift and everything like that, and us sports fans and everything like that. Let me tell you, man, it's you know, the baseball classic's been crazy, but to all my Dominican brothers down there in the market, you know, and all the, manito, what happened? They were talking so much smack, man, like, oh, this is the best team ever assembled. And, blah, 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 blah. And let me tell you, man, you could hear a pin drop last night. But, you know, viva Puerto Rico. But I hope this is the last baseball classic. It's got to stop.
Not going to be. It's only growing, Mike. Mike, it's only growing. Only getting more popular.
20 million on the rack. 20 million on the rack, guys. Come on, man.
I hear you.
Even Lindor. I was telling him, you know, I was working, but... From what I heard, Lindor had it inside the park home run.
Yep.
What if he pulled his hamstring?
Yeah. No, he was hustling. Like, he was working to get
Alonso
that inside the park.
What if he gets hit in the head, which he always does? What if he gets hit in the head with a ball playing for USA? I mean,
Mike, these are real concerns.
I hate to admit it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't need to cut you off.
That's all good.
The Yankees have finally, you know, in my eyes, they did something the right way. They don't let their players, you know, even have a chance.
They don't let their injured players.
Is signing that contract is playing the baseball classic?
Yeah, but to be fair, but Mike, to be fair, now we know what happened with Luis Severino. Thanks for the call. The Yankees said, "No, you're not doing it."
Yep.
But
Nestor too, though, correct?
Well, yes.
But Nestor, also, Nestor was hurt. It wasn't precautionary.
Didn't he start? I think he started there, Nestor, and then didn't he?
Yeah,
I thought that was a while ago.
Yeah,
definitely Severino. They said you're not doing it, but the Yankees don't really have a lot of young, desirable pieces that you would like outside of Judge. And I know he's not a kid, but I mean, Judge is the best player in baseball. Do you really want DJ LeMahieu? Mm. You want Donaldson?
Mm-mm.
You want any of our catchers?
No.
I mean,
yeah, because of the AIDS. Because of the AIDS of the Yankees.
You want Hicks?
Yeah, it's funny. So it's not even the Yankees being prescient.
As a mandate,
yeah.
It's more they're not very desirable.
Yeah, that's right.
Like Alonso's in his prime. Lindor's in his prime. I mean, these guys are young. McNeil's in his prime.
It's Judge.
Diaz is in his prime.
Judge would be the only one you want.
That's what I would think.
Right?
Now, that's going to change.
Not even, I mean, maybe the Volpes of the world.
Well, not yet. That's going to change with Volpe and those guys, hopefully.
But right now, you're right. It would be Judge. That's it.
You know, I can get behind, too, some sort of modification where it becomes almost more like the Olympics where, you know, there's, you know, pre-1992 Dream Team, mm-hmm. like with basketball. And then we got our brains beaten in, you know, in 88. And that was a team that obviously was the impetus behind, you know, reshaping how we attacked the Olympics. And, of course, getting hosed against USSR back in 68, I want to say, the 68 Olympics, where we're like, that's enough.
Take two, take one, take yeah. two, try it again.
Yeah, good and bounce it again.
Yeah, right, you didn't
beat the
won.
United States? Give it another shot. How can we screw them? But I don't think that it would, I think it would half work. I think certainly like places like Team Israel, Team Italy, they would, you know, put a team and they're not very competitive anyway, in, you know, compared to the best. Japan would be fine.
Yeah.
Taipei would be fine. Dominican would be fine. The DR, Puerto Rico. I think we would most adversely suffer in terms of fan interest.
I think you're right.
Without Mike Trout and these stars, yeah, do you really care about the United States,
no,
the Team USA, and WBC?
You might know if one or two of the names because they happen to be in your team's farm system, but nationally, it's not going to resonate.
It doesn't. It's not. Listen, I love baseball. It's been my first love. I will always stand up for the sport. I love it, love it, love it. But having been to the Dominican Republic, it's like a religion. I mean, I remember getting off the bus to play a game there. It was sad, but it was eye-opening. There was a little boy. I got to show you this picture sometime. I have a picture with the kid. Had to be about 9 years old. We get off the team bus, and he wants to shine our spikes to pay. I was a college kid, didn't have a ton of money, but I gave him like, you know, $7, $8, but whatever I had. A lot of the people are, you know, I don't want to say destitute, but he certainly was. Mm-hmm. So you have that, but the passion for the game, it's just centrally unites the entire country. Mm-hmm. Because basketball, I'm not saying there's no basketball, but there's no football. It's baseball.
Yeah.
And it's the cowbells. A little bit of soccer. Yeah. But it's the cowbells, the barbecues, the flags, so they would still be fine, even if you don't have like Juan Soto, mm-hmm, or these superstars. United States, you'd see a precipitous drop in interest. Nobody would care.
Well, Mike Trout, and I think Mookie Betts talked about this a little bit, but we have the sound.
Okay.
Trout is interesting what he says.
This is the funnest experience I had on a baseball field to represent your country. It's been a blast. You know, obviously there's risk involved. You know, you're still playing baseball in spring training. So for me, it's just being a part of this atmosphere. It's special. You know, it means a lot to me. And you know, I knew going in, you know, it was going to be a fun time, but I never knew it was going to be this fun. I mean, this is pretty. We got a pretty good team in there, and you know, it's fun to come to the ballpark every day.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, those things, you know, that can happen to anybody at any given time, and I can always try and place blame on the WBC, but, you know, that's just a freak accident that could happen to anyone at any given time. And so, but to echo what Mike said, man, this is so much fun. It's so much fun. And, you know, this is way better than getting four bats on the backfields. I mean, you know, this is just, you know, so I encourage those who are watching, you know, come join, come play and for Team USA, because this is a lot of fun.
We send our best wishes to Edwin. Yeah. Last question or two for Mike.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
No, but it's interesting how they position that, because they're right. It was a freak accident. It was nothing. It was nobody's fault what happened. I mean, yeah, could have not been jumping so much. Who cares, right? They're celebrating because Puerto Rico had this big win over the Dominican. But spring training is got to feel like a grind to these guys that have been around 5, 6, 7 years.
It gets boring fast for them,
especially
no
if you've made a ton of money already, yep, and you're just literally going through the motions. Mm-hmm. You don't even really care how you perform, because you know how you've performed once, you know, the real, you know, pitches are flying. So this jazzes up spring training for them, or their season preparation for them. So it makes sense why they feel so strongly about it, even though as a fan, you get upset when one of your guys potentially gets injured.
Let's get Pierre in Putnam. What's going on, Pierre? How are you?
Pierre, what's up, man? How you doing?
I was about to call Rami next.
Yo, let's go. All right, we got a bouncer, bro. You ready?
Sorry, dropped him.
Oh, he was just recovering.
Yeah, but
God,
yeah.
Come on.
You can't have a conversation with your
boy. But
he
found it. He sounded like a good caller.
Maybe. He
was talkative to everybody but us.
Exactly.
Let's get Phil in Maplewood. What's happening, Phil?
What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, listen, I hear a lot of guys calling in, and I heard Sal this morning saying how they should just completely eliminate the World Baseball Classic. But I don't think the owners can unilaterally do that. I think it was contracted into the new CBA for 23 and 2026. So I think, you know, it's going to be up to the players to renegotiate the collective bargaining agreement before that deadline in 2026 or whenever this one expires. But I just want to point out one other thing. You know, we keep slamming these professional players for taking all this money. They're only playing for money, et cetera. My understanding, this is just my understanding, is that they're not getting paid to play in the World Baseball Classic, but they're playing for the love of the game. And I think that's what it's all about.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, Phil, because how many times have we complained about the NBA with maintenance days or, you know, so-and-so not being available, back-to-back games, or he's hurt again? Think about the guys who are always hurt in this town. Like, you know, we always get pissed about Giancarlo Stanton, you know, nagging injury, he misses 15 games or whatever, and it drives us nuts, right? But here we are, you know, a group of players who so much, you know, love the game and love their country that they almost go back to their youth, and it's that's the impetus behind them wanting to do this. So for us to say they shouldn't do it is a contradiction to what we mostly say. It's just when something like this happens, it's going to be a point of inflection, but it's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
it's not.
It shines a light on it, almost in a negative way, but it also lets you know, because we hear from Mike Trout and Mookie Betts talking about why it's so important for them to play in the World Baseball Classic. It's not gonna go away. And I know that, you know, they could collectively bargain this thing out if you're the owners, but the players are never gonna go for that because they want to play.
They do. You know, somebody like Mike Trout, the only thing I would, you know, if I wanted a nitpick here, I think he said, this is the most fun I've ever had playing baseball. Well, because your team always sucks.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously.
I tell you, it was odd. Like, listening to him, if you'd have told me that's what Mike Trout sounded like, I wouldn't have guessed that's what Mike Trout sounded like. You never hear him talk.
He doesn't have any buzz around him outside of his skill set.
We had him on when he was it his rookie season?
No, it was shortly after his rookie year.
It was when he was really young.
Yep.
And I think that was the last time I've heard his voice.
It was such a boring interview, too. Such
so
a good
boring.
Kid at that point, and now as a young man.
We tried even to get like Philly love out of him.
Yeah, to like Eagles. It didn't even really excite him.
I know he loves the Eagles because he was there.
I know.
Right? He was at the Super Bowl, wasn't he?
Yeah, but we had him on before that.
I know.
But he was definitely there.
No, I mean this Super Bowl. He was just at the Super Bowl.
But I'm saying he was at the prior one as well,
but we had
him on before that.
Yes, definitely.
Before the Nick Foles win. Let's get Matt on Staten Island. Matt's on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's happening, Matt?
Hey, guys. You know, obviously I'm excited. I'm happy, but I'm 51. And, you know, the first game I vividly remember, of course, was the Mud Bowl, Woodley, Todd, A.J. Dewey, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Okay, I was at the 1999 game. Coming off the 98 Denver championship loss with Vinny, he had his best season. I'm not comparing Vinny to Aaron Rodgers,
of
course, but we all know what happened.
Yep.
He ironically, against New England.
I was there.
Pre-Brady. Yep. Tore his Achilles tendon first half of the game. Okay, I'm not sold. I am just not sold on Mike White and, obviously, Zach Taylor. Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
I am not. Obviously, stinks. So, the mistake Parcells, I think this is the best move since they hired Parcells, but the mistake Parcells made, as all of us know, Tiki, you, myself, the whole Jet fandom, is they didn't have a backup until Lucas came in. They finished 8-8.
Yeah, they kept going to Rick Meyer.
I'm not going to be pessimistic, but what if? What's your thoughts on should they get a better backup than Mike White?
No, well, not Mike White. Mike White is gone. He's in Miami. I think what you're asking, Matt,
it's a good question.
Your call, because we're going to run up against a break and want to drop you here, but I'll answer your question. Should they get a better backup than Zach Wilson? Because Zach has struggled, and he's not going to be all of us. He had to play in week 3. He's not going to be Pro Bowl quality, right? You just know that. But we hit this earlier this week. The only way that the Jets can salvage Zach Wilson is if he is their second string quarterback. He's their backup quarterback. Because as a third stringer, you're irrelevant. You're not involved in what's going on. You're not learning. You're not getting better. And no matter what Robert Saleh tried to say last year about it. So I think that the best thing they can do for Zach Wilson is hope that by watching what Aaron Rodgers does, how he performs, how he prepares, that he gets a little bit better. And I think he's not long for this team. I think he's elsewhere by next year anyways. So Zach's going to be your backup this year. It is what it is. You hope Aaron Rodgers stays healthy.
But here's the thing. I agree with you about if he's not the number two, he's not getting any meaningful reps at all. Therefore, he has no chance to get better, which he needs to clearly do.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Jets going all in as they are, and we'll wait to see where they start signing once this gets like official. Watch. I mean, older players, you know, good deal, 1 year deal, try to win a championship. They're going all in and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And if you do that without a backup quarterback that you trust.
Zach Wilson won games,
though. I know, but they cannot fully trust him yet, to me, is negligent. Mm. So what I would try to do, and I don't know who that third guy is, like Brissett signed elsewhere. Can you find a guy, like I'm thinking, I'll throw a name out like Henny. Like that's a, the type of player, but you make Zach the number two, and you just say, hell, I mean, even if you wanted to bring back Flacco, I know this sounds crazy.
No.
I mean, Flacco, somebody like that to be the number three. Here's the veteran minimum, $1.7 million, whatever it is. You're not doing a damn thing unless Aaron Rodgers goes down. Zach is the number two. But if Rodgers goes down and Zach ain't it, you got to help us win games. I don't know who that guy is, but you can't go. I'm not saying you can't because they probably will. I'm not incredibly comfortable, and I'm pro-Zach, going Rodgers, Zach, and Streffler. Like, to me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all in requires to be all in on every level at the most important position in sports. That's it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champ.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 12:30 on The Fan. What's going on, everybody? This is the TK and Tierney Show, 877-337-6666, as you would imagine. He is once again getting besieged by inquiries about St. John's. Iona's doing a little shoot-around, getting ready for UConn tomorrow. So we'll get to that in a little bit. He was asked directly about St. John's again. Gave some interesting quotes. We'll relay that along in a moment. 877-337-6666. Again, that's the number. WBC issues and the fallout from Diaz. It's not, you listen, I get it, and I respect it. You can scream and rant and rave all you want. It's not going anywhere. Only going to get bigger. Only going to bring more eyeballs. The ratings are great relative to what they expect. The stadiums are completely filled. 36,000 people last night at, you know, Puerto Rico and DR. So that's one thing. And obviously, the Rodgers stuff, some residue from that still. And the appearance on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. So that's what we're hitting. Let's get back to you guys. Let's get Tommy in West Hampton. Tom is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Tom?
What's happening, Tommy?
Hey guys. How are you?
We're good. Hey. Yourself?
Hey, real quick. You know, I'm a Mad Jet Knit fan. And, you know, you always get those years where you love to see these other teams who win in multiple sports. So whether it's, you know, Boston or Philly. And, you know, typical Jet fashion, you know, you say, hey, maybe we got a shot this year. I look at how the Mets look, and boom, something else happens with Diaz. And unlike you guys, I think that's going to be devastating. And it's a big deal. For me,
it is a big deal.
If I'm the owner of the New York Mets or anybody else, if they want to play, and I know you can't do it now, but some way, somehow, I want that written into the contract that you go, you go. You get hurt, you're on your own. How can Steve Cohen be thrilled right now that if this guy's out all year?
No, he's not.
He's got to pay and nothing that happened to him.
Yeah, he's not. The challenge is that Major League Baseball knows the value of the WBC to the game writ large. So it's not just about Major League Baseball or the Mets or the Pirates or whoever. It's about growing baseball. And it really has gotten bigger and bigger every year. I mean, there was a point in my life, and I'm a sports fan. I didn't pay attention or know anything about the WBC. It'd be like, oh, what is this, the Olympic preview or something? Like, I had no idea what it was.
Yep.
And now you pay close attention to it, mainly because stardom has started to really increase around Major League Baseball. You know, a lot of these stars, and they're young. They look like great athletes. I mean, it's just so... Baseball knows that the WBC helps add revenue / interest to their sport. So to collectively bargain in, for instance, like what the NFL does, a non-football related injury clause, I just don't think that's going to ever fly. I know what you're getting at, but to me that sounds reactionary as opposed to trying to prevent anything like this from happening in the future.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, listen, it's never going to have the same pop because baseball is not going to ever resonate, I don't think, again, the way basketball does around the world. I don't think. But, you know, there was a point when we just, you know, just dismantled the entire world back in 92 with the Dream Team.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to these European players, some of the best ones, whether it was Dirk in Germany, who's obviously
that was a catalyst
now,
for them.
That was what that's what drew them in. So we've got perennial powers. I mean, Japan's always been a real fertile ground for baseball, going back to Sadahara Oh and all the home runs and a great manager, great player. You know, the DR, Puerto Rico, Mexico has always been strong, or it has been for a while. But places like Great Britain, places like Italy, places like Israel, where it's less conventional, they're not going to win now, but it takes one. Even the Netherlands has grown fast in the last decade or so, last 15 years. They plant seeds.
Yeah.
And as the consumption of baseball becomes less and less conventional, meaning it's more about Apple, it's more about streaming. It's the sad reality is they don't really care who's watching. Mm-hmm. And they don't care if it's only like, I'm just throwing out a ridiculous number. They don't really care if Major League Baseball is 9% American ballplayers, which it obviously is not. It's much more than that. They don't care. They just want subscriptions. They want eyeballs. They want clicks. They want monetization. And when you do this and you do a WBC event, it helps with that, just like the Olympics did back in 92. So it's not going anywhere. That I can promise you. Let's get... Get Justin in Wantage, I believe. Wantage in New Jersey.
Wantage.
Justin, Wantage. I'm sorry.
Hey boys,
what's up?
Hey boys, how you doing?
What's up, dude?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good, man. I just want to say, you know, as a Jets fan, I've been listening to Tiki all week, kind of taking subtle little shots at my man Joe D. You know, I'm just thinking back to 2 years ago when we got Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying how we need more leadership in the QB room. You know, we didn't have a good veteran presence for him. And to me, this is kind of the perfect plan. You got Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Famer. Now he can hopefully show Zach Wilson a little bit, and the Jets can go out and swing for the fences. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what else Joe D could do at this point. All the QBs out there really aren't going to do much for the Jets. So I think this is kind of a win-win.
No, I mean, they were painted in a corner because of how bad Zach was last year and how he mismanaged his own early part of his career rhetorically, what the stuff that he would say. So they had to do something. They had to. And there were other options that I liked better, including Derek Carr, because it gives you a longer runway to try to figure it out, even though obviously he's not as exciting as Aaron Rodgers. Even Lamar Jackson, but that's he's complicated because of the non-exclusive franchise tag, but probably more importantly, the desire for a fully guaranteed contract, a long-term fully guaranteed contract. But so he couldn't do that. Aaron Rodgers became their best option, and it worked. It got done. We don't know if it's worked out yet. We'll find that out.
You know what I find interesting? Now, we've got a couple of calls on this today. Tiki's a little salty with it. Forget about Teak for a second, all right? Not every Giant fan thinks this way, because I got a bunch of tweets yesterday from Giant fans saying congrats. I mean, I don't like the Jets, but you guys deserve it. I appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that, right? But
you guys need it.
We'll take whatever we can get, man.
You need to win, period.
Trust me. I know.
Yeah, that's the only thing that matters.
But I want to point out a little bit of an inconsistency from some fans here. So there's been justification. Now, I know that there's nuance here. I'm going to purposely leave the nuance out to fit my point. But largely justifying giving a quarterback who threw 15 touchdowns a year ago $40 million, okay? $40 million. And there is much reluctance to embrace a four-time MVP, a Super Bowl champ, who's only going to get paid for 2 years coming to a team that's a quarterback away from winning big. Can somebody explain how that's meshing? How is that consistent? It's not.
I find it funny. It's only because of team building. That's the only thing
team.
You can point to.
You know how you build a team? You win.
Exactly. The Giants won last year. The Jets didn't. So the Jets have to win. Again, I'll go back and say this. Every single time we talk about Aaron Rodgers from here until November, whatever, and we have an indication of what the season's going to look like, the only thing that matters for the Jets is winning. If Aaron Rodgers helps you do it, fantastic. If it turns out to be, I don't know, a dud and he's done, then the Jets are going to be a laughing stock.
That's indisputable. Depending upon like if it goes slightly awry, that's one thing. If it goes grossly awry, I get you. But see, to me, I think the word team building or the phrase team building is what's kind of making some of us pause. Like, no, the worst thing for team building is to keep shoving down a second overall pick who can't play. That'll destroy your team.
Agreed. Again, they had no other choice. I mean, they did have other choices, but they were less exciting to them. And apparently they knew that Aaron Rodgers wanted to be a Jet, even though Aaron Rodgers didn't know he wanted to be a Jet.
We're known for being polite, so we give you a chance to talk, too. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
It's back on the Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. All right, so now Tiki's attention's diverted the rest of the way. Virginia's up on the screen here.
Well, they got out to a good start so far. An NCAA tournament on True Media. And Virginia taking on Furman, one of the more popular upset choices for Virginia. 13 Furman. Virginia's up 11-5.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. And because
was I ever worried about it?
No. I don't mean you with Virginia or Furman. Number one. You say it's a popular upset pick. By who?
By
people who know nothing about Furman.
I actually did, and
probably don't know much about Virginia.
It's funny because I did a thing last night on Twitter Spaces with Knights of Degen. You know, my
was NFT Jerry on there?
Jerry was supposed to be, but he got hung up. I think he came on after. I was only on for an hour and then I bounced, but I think he might have came on later. But the Action Network people, which is one of these, it's Darren Rovell, you know, Darren Rovell's group. They were talking about the Furman. It's not really about, you know, believing that Furman's really good.
Yeah.
It's just where all the money was going.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So they got it.
It was more from a like wagering standpoint,
pretty accurate.
Furman beat this team in Virginia. It's less of that stuff.
Okay,
more about people are, you know, putting their money on Furman.
Okay. I got you. 877-337-6666. Before we get back to your WBC calls, Edwin Diaz and Aaron Rodgers. Ahaf, what did you see about Patino? With he was asked about what now?
So there's a few quotes that were he was talking about. First of all, Steve Masilo told Zach Braziller that he thought Patino would be able to coach for like another 12 years. And in this press conference, supposedly, he actually referenced that he has a desire to do something.
12 years?
Yeah.
To bring him up to 82. Coach Snyder at Kansas State. Yeah. I think it's tougher to coach football than basketball.
Without a doubt it is.
He was in his 80s.
Just think of the recruiting in football.
Yeah, that's true. A lot more people.
That's 40 kids you got to go see.
Okay.
But regarding...
You talking about Steve Masiello, the old
Steve
Manhattan
Masiello,
coach?
Yes,
okay,
go.
Gotcha.
Totally butchered the name.
No, I gotcha. I just want to make sure it was him.
But when it came to leaving the Iona, it said, Patino, quote, "It's going to take a special place for me to consider leaving."
It's going to take a special place. Okay, gotcha. Now, the special place can be construed two ways. Mm-hmm. A special place with incredible facilities that is currently really good, or a place that is a sleeping giant with sentimentality like St. John's.
Do you think Georgetown?
He's not. I've told you from day one he's not going to Georgetown.
Yeah, but because I mean, I'm just thinking of special place.
Mm-hmm.
Does Georgetown fit the bill?
Yeah, because he's of the age, certainly, when he started coaching.
John Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, think about this.
Iconic seasons.
Sure.
Patrick Ewing.
Oh, my God. When he took over Providence in 87, and he was at BU before that, and obviously with the Knicks after that. Not when he took over Providence, when he took Providence to the Final Four.
Yeah.
That was only a couple of years removed from when three of the four Final Four teams were from the Big East.
Mm-hmm.
So he's of these. Yeah, he's a Long Island kid. He knows. Yeah. He gets it. So I think that impacts him more than it would a younger coach because he can actually remember when St. John's was awesome, when Villanova was awesome, and Villanova's been better. They won the Big East tournament somehow a couple of years ago, and they've had some NCAA runs somewhat, at least in the early mid 2000s. St. John's hasn't even had that. Listen, I think it's going to happen. I do. I'm on the record. I know what St. John's is doing to get him. I know the money is there to eat the remainder of Mike Anderson's contract. I told you that last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have that money to pay Rick. They have the commitment from Father Shanley to improve things that Rick will not come here unless he is guaranteed to have.
Yeah. Does that include a new arena?
Well, I mean, you're not going to have a new arena in a year.
But you know what I mean. But I mean, listen, he's saying a decade here. You know what I mean? I don't see that, but whatever. But it doesn't matter.
See, this is the only challenge. I don't want to get too bogged down with this, but I did want to at least get into the comment that Rick just made about potential next stop here. See, the problem, a new arena would be phenomenal on campus. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I've done hundreds of games there. It's hot as hell. It's got charm, but come on, man.
It's time.
Yeah, I mean, it's beyond time.
It's been time
a
decade ago.
I mean, they just keep slapping coats of paint on it. It's time.
Yeah.
But even if they built, I'm just throwing a number, a $50 million sick new arena on campus, who's going besides students and the old-timers? Like, the big games will and should always be at the Garden.
I hear what you're saying. That makes sense because they have that relationship and it's never going to go away.
Yeah, so the justification to build a new arena or the motivation financially, it's a little conflicting for St. John's.
So what about getting more of their marquee, I guess all of the marquee games, but more of their any games at the Garden?
First of all, if Rick comes here, that's the first thing that happens guaranteed.
Yeah.
Now, people don't know, but I found this out. They need to make at least anything over 11,000 people at the Garden, St. John's begins to profit. The Garden has it in the deal. If it's 9,722, you ain't making money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks good for profile, but you need at least 11,000 people there. So, but with Patino, you know, playing, say, a UCLA and a Kansas and a Gonzaga, and not to mention the UConns and, you know, some of the big conference games, Seton Hall, maybe get a Rutgers game at the Garden. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fun. Yes, that would be the first thing to change. So we'll see. I think as soon as Iona is eliminated, and I'm not wishing that they get bounced quickly. I'm rooting for him over UConn. I think we'll know within a day if he's coming to St. John's. And I think it's going to happen, but I can't guarantee that. Let's get Joe in Brooklyn. Well, imagine getting Patino and Rodgers in the same, like within a week or so. My God. Joe, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. First of all, you guys are fantastic.
Thank you, Joe. I even listen
to you guys when I'm exercising in the gym. That's I think that I am to you guys. I got two comments two comments and a question. First,
it's all good.
I'm a pessimistic Jet fan,
believe Aaron Rodgers is going to be here when I see him on the field in July. Okay, number one, number two.
How are you still pessimistic about that, though?
I just have this feeling. I just always feel like the rug's going to get pulled out from under my feet when I'm watching this. When I'm watching this
yeah,
team, you know.
I mean, look, I could understand a little bit because the deal is not actually done yet. Aaron Rodgers has only said he wants to play here, but that's not happening, man. The Packers got to move on from him. They can't. I mean, we talked about this yesterday briefly. If Aaron Rodgers wants to play and the Packers aren't going to pay him, the cap hit is it's half the cap. It's $100 million. There's just no way Aaron Rodgers is not being moved at some point.
So I agree.
I hear your concern, but don't worry about it, is what I'm telling you.
Can I have one more question and a comment?
Go ahead,
my question is, a caller before was said what I was thinking about Diaz, because I'm also a Mets fan, unfortunately.
Okay. We're losing you there, Joe.
He worked in the contract. And Tiki, you said about it,
the non-football injury stuff.
Bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be allowed. But didn't the Yankees dictate that Severino not
yes.
play in the WBC?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of related with the same thing? Like, how could they say? Like, couldn't Cohen say to Diaz, "I'm paying you all this money.
No.
You better not go."
No,
and blah,
no,
blah,
no,
blah.
Joe. What the Mets could have done, and they obviously elected not to.
Appreciate your call, Joe. We got to take a break here in a second.
You know, they could have said, listen, you're too important to us. Mm-hmm. We really don't want you to play. Now, I don't know.
But there was nothing indicated that it was a danger for him to go pitch however many innings he's going to pitch in the WC. Six, right? Maybe.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And he's going to do that anyways. There was nothing to indicate that he was in danger by going to the WBC.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Severino, it was a lot
of injury history.
Immediate, like he was shut down at the end of the last year. Remember, because he was pissed off that he didn't get, you know,
he was on the 60-day IL.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
He was pissed off. DL. He was pissed off about that. Yeah, no, he's had issues really for the last couple of years. Severino, mm-hmm. That's a little different. Now, it's one thing to try to dissuade a player for the greater good of the team to go and play. It's another thing to try to have some, which I think is impossible, to have legal recourse after. Not that Cohen would be that petty, but even if Cohen wanted to go and get back the $20 million if he's going to be out the whole year, I don't think there's any legal grounds. As a matter of fact, I'm almost positive that there's not to go and do that.
No, I don't think so.
Who
at
are you
all.
Suing? Diaz? The WB? Like, who would you even, who would give you the money?
Yeah, you're right.
It's
not available for them.
And that's a bad look. And, you know, now, could some other owners maybe try to do that? I don't think they'd win either, but Cohen's not going to get that
petty.
And
by the way,
no way.
All these contracts, they are insured so against injury.
Yeah, because
we
saw that with David Wright with the spinal stenosis, 100%.
So they got to pay Diaz, but they're not walking away empty-handed.
Listen, it's bad luck. It sucks. It's very unfortunate. I think it derails the Mets season in terms of World Series championship. Wasn't sure that they were going to be there anyway. Now, I don't think that they will be, but there's really no one to blame. I mean, it's not like Diaz was doing anything reckless. It's not like he got hurt throwing a pitch where you sit there and you say, you see, I'm worried about that. He wasn't ready. He was trying to amp it up too early. No, he was celebrating in a rather benign fashion. And something crazy happened. Sometimes you just get bad luck.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.